This long-distance dedication goes out to Chuckster and Racine, who writes, "You should play this song." And we are. This is Talking Heads going out to you, Chuckster. We may not always read your texts on the air, but we appreciate them nonetheless. Sometimes they're profane. And sometimes you may ask yourself, what was I talking about? I forgot because I'm thinking about a dead dog.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents. Here on...
It's great.
Some radio stations with call signs.
On Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. We are broadcasting this glorious Thursday afternoon. We got a little snowfall here in Madison.
Oh, came down. Joyous.
It's nice. It's just a little dusting of it this morning. So, but I think it was... It's already gone off the ground, but I was surprised because I looked out the window earlier after not having looked out the window for a while, and there was snow. And I was like, oh, geez.
I started looking up one day and it was dark before the show was over, and it made me go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, time is different.
A couple more weeks of that, and then days start getting longer. Less than 2 weeks now, I believe, until days start getting longer. So,
and on a serious note, this is prime time season for anything, you know, very depression. Depression and suicide awareness, you know, definitely take care of the people that you haven't talked to and call them and say hi and reach out and know that you don't have to say, hey, how you doing? You think about killing yourself? No, you call and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. And that's literally it. Let people know that you're thinking about them and that you care about them. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that is a really important thing. And let's just dive into this first topic for the lightning round then. Because
we got a whole bunch of things to get to here.
Yeah, so this first one actually relates exactly to that. Mm-hmm. Brian, we are facing a shortage of licensed therapists here in the state of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
We cannot, as a state, license therapists fast enough.
Wow.
So at a time when many Americans are struggling with mental health, like you said, not only the time of the year, but the pandemic and the repeat effects of, we are now 21 months into this global pandemic, and it is draining on people. And so a lot of individuals are in search of mental health treatment, and therapists provide that. And so I got this story, actually, though, because you'll never guess who tweeted it out saying that it was the government's fault and one governor specifically for the fact that this is happening here in the state of Wisconsin.
What?
Yeah. So Rebecca Clayfish and her campaign were tweeting out that it was Governor Tony Evers' fault and the government needs to get out of the way and allow the free markets to be able to come through and better respond to these problems. And I was like, wait, what? And so I dived into it a little bit. And so the Wisconsin Department for Safety and Professional Services is the licensing body for therapists here in the state of Wisconsin. And Brian, you'll never guess.
Please tell me she goes with the Rand Paul option. Please tell me she goes with the Rand Paul option.
What's the Rand Paul option?
The Rand Paul option? Oh, Rand Paul?
Or just cut it out?
He's a doctor. Do you know why?
Oh, because he's self...
Because he created his own board to certify himself.
Yeah, he didn't get certified by the Ophthalmology of America or whatever. No. So he made his own.
His own board.
That's fair. No, but she is complaining that there's not enough therapists. And so this department is faced with, like a lot of departments and a lot of employers across the state, a worker shortage, but also a very outdated system to be able to process all of this information.
Wow.
So very much like the Department of Workforce Development was suffering with an outdated system. I believe they were using Windows, 1900.
Yeah, and then they blamed Tony Evers
for a
system that was in place before Tony Evers was born.
And so do you think that Rebecca Clayfish, when she was lieutenant governor, updated at all any of the Department of Safety and Professional Services systems? Had any hand in
No.
Wisconsin legislature invested any?
I'm pretty sure they did everything they could to make sure any state employees that had anything to do with that were either shown the door or encouraged to not work there anymore.
Yeah, so more complaining about a problem rather than working to address the problem in that one. So
I don't have the information in front of me. I'm just saying that is the MO for that administration. That's where I'm basing that off of.
Yes. And so if you are in need of mental health assistance, please reach out to the bodies that are out there. There are helplines. There are places you can go. There's a ton of therapy apps as well. Like you can get some of the services that you could never get before. And maybe
there's a lot of apps out there.
There's a lot of apps out there now.
At least get a face-to-face with somebody.
Right. Face-to-face, phone call, Zoom, anything that you can do to talk to somebody if you're suffering from any mental health problems.
Heck, go down to a YMCA, go down to a Boys and Girls Clubs. I'm guarantee someone there will do everything they can to make sure they get you directed to anything. If you come up, if you see me and come up to me, I'll hug you until we get someone there for you.
Yeah.
I'm not a licensed professional, but I'll let you know I care.
He's a licensed hugger though.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah, and we also got some campaign updates as well.
Oh, good. Lightning strikes twice.
Yes. So we had in the lightning round here yesterday, we all found out that State Senator John Erpenbach is not seeking re-election in 2022. We also had State Representative from the Fond du Lac area, Jeremy, now help me, because I think I've said the last name wrong.
Thiesfeld.
Jeremy Thiesfeld out of the Fond du Lac areas.
From
also,
Sneedsville.
Yes. He's not seeking re-election in 2022. But we also have a candidate that has jumped in the lieutenant governor primary race.
Oh, really?
On the Republican side.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Instead of Teston?
Not just Teston. I believe there's a couple other. I mean, Teston's the biggest. State Senator Patrick Teston is the biggest name out there right now for lieutenant governor primary on the Republican side, but now this gentleman will. I lost it. The page jumped off.
Hang That's on. All right. Not gonna be the lieutenant governor anyway.
Will Martin. Hey, I don't know. He's worked for both Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker, so he's done a number of public service roles in the last two Republican administrations, and so he is throwing his name. He's a Racine resident, currently works for Democratic. Mayor of Racine, Corey Mason.
Corey Mason, yeah.
Corey Mason, yeah. It took me a second there. But so we got...
Soon-to-be-jailed Corey Mason, right?
Allegedly.
He's one of the people that...
The Racine County Sheriff gets his way,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, we got Will Martin jumping in the lieutenant governor primary as well for the Republicans.
He's not going to go anywhere. He seems like a reasonable guy.
He does seem like a reasonable guy.
And he seems to be able to work with people from the other side.
Yeah, yeah. He touted... Thompson's former governor Thompson's bipartisan record in his launch and there's a pretty good piece written up over at the Racine Journal.
Do you know how messed up that would be if he wins the primary for this Republican Party as it is right now? Do you know how great that would be?
Oh,
Republicans, I cannot tell you more than to go out and vote for this dude. That'd be awesome.
There you go. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back with more headlines of the day.